for the fact that the federal said, we're giving you $120 million, but we're only putting $70 million in your bank account because we don't have the rest of it, and so we just owe you. That's where we're at right now today. You go to Washington, D.C. today, and you see what they're spending their time on. It sure as heck isn't finishing up the federal highway transportation bill for the next 5 years. There's some things that are broke. It's hard to believe that M Highway is a victim of all of this stuff. But in a roundabout way, it is. So we just need to make sure that every chance we get, we put in the right word to the right people and don't let it go. I suspect we raise enough hell pretty quickly, MoDOT will come out and put up a guardrail. And that'll change that. And if that happens and you go away, I will be sadly disappointed in that. So keep that in the back of everybody's mind too. So at any rate, but again, we appreciate your comments and you've got our commitment to work on this. Appreciate that.
Where are we currently with our projects? I mean, how many do we have in there? I mean, I think we're four.
Want to go to that now?
As far as
I got a stack.
Do we have anything close?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Basically, on M Highway, that particular area, what we're looking at is possibly guardrail, correct? Mm-hmm. Just on both hills, one coming down, which is crooked, and the other one coming up on the outside. And, yeah. Of course, it's on MoDOT Road. What I'm getting at is this would be considered a category here as a small project, correct?
Yeah.
And I've worked with MoDOT before on the particular entrance of Grace Hill and M Highway. That was always a dangerous pullout for school buses, traffic, and we finally got the entrance of that county road moved to a little bit safer. It gives you a little bit more time to at least get pulled out and turned in. I don't know where this would fall without doing the study like any other project, but I didn't know if there was room to possibly put it on there, run it through the matrix, see where it falls compared to all these other small projects within our matrix.
Yeah, I mean, we could definitely add it. There's some contractual things I'll have to go through with the county to get that. We don't have a contract for 2021 yet, but minor issue. But my guess would be, right now, safety's 30%, I think, of the weighting. So it's the biggest factor. I think it's 30, if I remember right. But I mean, it's still just one of the factors. So, I mean, if I was guessing, you know, it's probably not going to be top five. But, I mean, if I can actually find all the crash data that sounds like it's been there, if it's all reportable information that I can actually get, I'd say it'll rate within top 15 or 20, probably. Just guessing. I don't know. But I mean, the issue you're kind of getting to with the list, and I can kind of go through the changes real quick. It kind of ties into this. But so the stuff that's changed since the last one you saw, number 18 and 19, those are two new projects that Devin's already kind of talked about doing. Number 32, Brown Mountain Bridge, that one, basically the status of a change to construction this year is all the change there. On down to 38, 40, and 41, Levenger Cove, Graham Clark, and Happy Hollow. Those are all roads that the county's looking to raise up to get out of flooding issues when the Table Rock Lake's up. And then all the rest of the changes are actually projects that have been completed. So down towards the bottom, project number 36, 76 and 160, that's the roundabout. 71, Coon Creek Road. And then the bottom four are projects that the county has done that were never actually on this list, but just to kind of show progress is being made, we added those. So getting to have a pretty long list towards the bottom of completed projects, if you start, you know, kind of going up through the top 15, and, you know, I didn't count them up, but even, you got 49 active projects on the list right now, you know, guessing there's probably 30 of them that are state roads. So whether the county can do it or how you go about doing those is kind of the issue.
Randy, we had a meeting with MoDOT, Devin and myself, to talk about the Kirbyville turn lane. And the offer that we proposed to them was that the Kirbyville schools would pick up a large portion of the financial. The county would do the labor like you've done before. And MoDOT would either pick up a partial bill of the material, and they declined it and offered to, if the county wanted to pay a contractor the full amount, or the county, the school did, that was acceptable to them, but they were getting strong pressure not to allow the counties to work on MoDOT route anymore. Whereas in the past, I know a lot of times that you guys have struck deals and would go out there and went through a cooperating agreement and be able to do work. That seems to be fairly difficult. And the story they gave us was that they did that in Greene County near the Logan's Rogersville School, and some contractors seen it, got crossroads with MoDOT and called the politicians. And politicians called MoDOT and said, stop taking work away from contractors. So I think that might have been the route that you were mentioning they were trying to go if we could get them.
Well, I know we partnered with MoDOT before on a couple of projects, and they changed their rules and whatnot, and I don't know if it was in competition with other contractors.
That's part of it, not in competition with other contractors that would have been worked away from them.
They can't afford to pay them, but we won't let you do it for free.
Well, kind of where I was going with this particular area was running through like we would any other project, but we've already got 49 on there. I know we've got some in planning, some in construction. Running through the matrix to see where it falls within line with the rest like we would any other project. Now, as far as we should know, God, I agree with Rick. We need to pressure the legislatures, and they've got to have money to do it. Now, that's actual construction. You would have to have a contractor like MoDOT would hire to come down and actually do the work. Now, how that gets funded would be with MoDOT. If they're willing to work with even the county, if it falls in line where it could be a small project that the county could help, possibly financially, whether we could or not, I don't know.
You guys that are familiar with the area, how many linear feet of guardrail is this
really from that corner?
I'm going to be talking several thousand feet of guardrail.
But if off the bottom of the hill, and it's kind of crazy, every accident there happens in a 50-foot stretch. You know, they're at the, it's big streets, steep grade with a 90 at the bottom of it. Even if you can get it approved, if you put 150 feet, you know, just loop that corner, you know, would, I don't know if, you know, MoDOT would ever approve, you know, that shorter section, but it would, except you can, as he put it, the cross ended up being the bullseye for this last one. You know, it's within 50 feet of where every rig goes off in the, you know, just the exact spot.
And this is where the ballistics of a regular guardrail, as we know a guardrail, would work. This isn't, because it's got to be a glancing blow. You can't
see
head
that,
on
that deep. That was the only issue I was thinking of. I would like to see what Travis puts together because of the grade and the angle of the corner. I don't know, and I don't want this to sound negative, but I don't know if a guardrail would stop anyone there, if it would just put them out in the field for, you know, if they're gonna, it'd be awfully close to a straight on shot as opposed to, you know, the.
There's no geometric improvements that we can do at that corner?
I haven't looked at them. I mean, I'm sure there are. Just a matter of the cost of them.
Well, a lot of times what you run into, there's no shoulder there to even put guardrail in.
That's true.
So it may be more than just adding guardrail, it may be adding fill, and is there enough right of way to even do that? So that's, I don't know if that's.
Well, I guess I'm getting at it, every time we have something like this, guardrail is the first place to go. Well, in some cases, even guardrail makes it worse. It makes the lethality of the accident worse. Where if in fact it's as simple as filling in an inside corner and moving the road a little bit less of an angle and then getting guardrail to deflect them back into the roadway. The other thing is, if it's something that is really difficult, I mean, we have one corner in town. We've had two fatalities. We never have a fatality in town. We've had two kind of behind Lowe's. So we put up a concrete barrier wall. Because it was the wrong
place. I think a lot of that, though, on M Highway is the slope of the road, where the asphalt configuration needs to be brought up more.
So you can get a super elevation on the ground.
Yeah, instead of a 2% each way, it needs to be more of a 3-4% towards the inside of the road.
So I guess my point here is, before we just recommend guardrail, how much it takes and all of that, we might need to look into that a little bit more so that we aren't spending a whole bunch of money and not really addressing the issue. Because if we just keep leaving the road at the wrong elevation and chase them into the guardrail, that's not going to be much better than we are now, at least on it.
Well, like on concrete we did, we changed the profile on a lot of the pavement to get it to the correct percentage of slope. And to my knowledge, we haven't had an accident there yet.
Because that requires a little more engineering than what
so the maintenance say is at.
I mean, you're looking at a little different engineering there if you're looking at it.
I mean, what all we really do on the matrix is look at it and say something needs to be done in this corner, possible guardrail, possible road elevation, possible geometric alignment. That doesn't really get into detail.
If you could, you know, get it onto the, get the, you know, the accident data and your software, we can see where it falls and then maybe try to go to.
I know sometimes when you're available and I'll take you out there and we'll look.
Okay.
The other thing is we don't want to throw a big fit all the way up to the state level, and then they say, well, bless our heart, we'll go pound a few pegs and put some pencil on it, and that'll be good. And then it really, it'll go away, and we'll still continue to have maybe lesser, but the same issue there, where if we can get them to do it once and do it right, it could fix the problem. Travis, we were interrupting you as you were going down.
Unless you guys have questions, that's kind of the gist of what was updated. I'll go back and I said work on a contract for this year and add this other one. I do have a couple CDs of the PDF on it. I think it's like 80 megs, so it's, I can probably email it to you if anybody wants it, but it'll be a Dropbox type of thing. So if anybody wants a PDF of it, yeah.
Is there anything that we need to do as far as the 2021 contract?
Thank you.
I think
you're wrong. I thought you approved that last time.
I think we did that at the last one.
We actually got our kind of our master contract approved yesterday, so now we just need a new task order for this. And I would just say, I guess, go through this. If you guys have any comments or changes, you know, we can. Most of these projects, unless you've told me something, haven't been updated. So a lot of this, I'm just kind of flipping through here. A lot of the, like, poverty and unemployment rates and things are from either 2006, 2010, or some of them have been updated 2011, 2015. Crash data was on a three-year basis. A lot of that's from 10 years ago. So at some point, it would be good to update the whole list, but it will take quite a while to do. So if there's a specific project you think needs to be updated, let me know. But you might just keep that in the back of your heads one of these years to do a full update.
Like the one at Tibrock Acres, facility upgrade, what do you think?
Here, or number 28. What's all that to?
That one's been on, I think, since the very beginning.
Don't through, put sewer in and